reviewed our anchor scriptures for the ministry of Jesus, and we camped down on why we're studying Jesus' ministry. And if you'll remember, we're doing so that we can pattern our own ministries after Jesus. Now, we talked about the meaning of the word ministry. And we discovered that that word means to be a servant. And we understand that we're all here to serve Jesus to others. And we can look at Jesus' ministry, and we can learn what He did, so we know how to conduct ourselves, and we know what we should also do. And we just scratched the surface of talking about the preaching ministry of Jesus. So if you've got your outlines, I'd like you to please look on page 3. And if you'll remember, we talked about that word preaching, that it means to proclaim. And we discussed the fact that there's a time to proclaim and there's a time to explain. And when we explain, we're teaching. Now, Jesus preached the gospel. He proclaimed the good news. We're to do the same. People need to hear the good news. There are 13 references in the four Gospels that attest to the fact that Jesus preached. We're going to review a few of these. But I want you to understand, for you to have a complete picture of the preaching ministry of Jesus, you need to take the time to go into the gospel and read the scriptures for yourself. Because see, what happens is when you start reading on your own and you start listening to the Holy Spirit, that's when you're going to receive revelation. And what I'm learning is revelation is so very different from just having information. You can have head knowledge, but it's a completely different matter altogether when your heart understands and when you speak from your heart, not your head. So I strongly encourage you to spend some time reading these scriptures, digging into the gospel, and let the Lord talk to you and tell you. So this evening, we're going to look at some scriptures in Matthew. And we're going to start with... Is that what you want me to read? Yes, thank you. We're going to start with Matthew 4:17. So if we look at that scripture, it says, from that time... Now, what time is that? What time are we talking about here? Let's look a little bit ahead here. Go back to verse 12. Jesus had just left Nazareth, right? And He had just spoken what the prophet Isaiah had said. And look, he says in verse 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Do you see? He's not explaining the kingdom of heaven here. He's giving a headline. He's giving a main idea. Repent. Turn from what you're doing. Turn from the direction you're heading. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We know that word kingdom means rule and dominion. The rule of heaven is at hand. Don't rule on your own anymore. Turn from that. Let's go the other direction. Okay, let's keep flipping, because what we're looking for here is we're looking in the Gospels for when Jesus preached. So let's look at Matthew 4:23. He says, let's see. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues. But look what else it says. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. He did something else. And healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. So do you hear what he did? He taught, he preached, he healed. So this is just another example that Jesus preached. Now I want to look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. We're going to look in Matthew for these verses. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. How about that? So we know exactly what he did, don't we? Now look at Matthew chapter 11, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and to preach in his cities, in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one? Do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said to them, go tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Isn't that interesting how Jesus answered that question? He said, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. He didn't say yes. Go and tell him the things which you hear and see. Wonder if, think about it on Sunday church service. Are you sharing the gospel? What if somebody went and told what they saw and they heard? What they see and what they hear, is that conveying the same message that Jesus would convey? Are they hearing the Holy Spirit? Now, oftentimes, we limit the ministry of Jesus to teaching, not realizing he was also a preacher. Now, I said this on Tuesday, and I'll explain it again tonight. There is absolutely a time when the good news needs to simply be proclaimed. When you just simply state absolute truth, people need to hear there's a Savior that can set them free. There's somebody that laid down his life so that your sins can be forgiven, so that you can have eternal life with God, so that you're not separated from the Father. There's a time and there's a place to simply proclaim the good news. Now, once people have been converted and Jesus is in their heart, they need to be trained up, don't they? We all needed it. Well, why are we sitting here this evening? We're here to be trained, aren't we? And aren't we grateful for this Bible college? Amen. I know I am. Now, what did Jesus preach? And why do we need to know this? Well, aren't we to pattern our ministries after him? So we need to know what it is that he preached. He preached repentance as he declared that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. Didn't we just read that? He proclaimed repentance. He gave the headline, turn, change your lifestyle, change. He didn't go into great detail and say, you're a sinner. These are all the things you're doing wrong. He didn't do that. He said, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't have to tell the people they were sinners. We all know, don't we, in our hearts? We know. We know we need a Savior. But he was talking about the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, that was so very different from what people were hearing during his day. Because all they heard and all they knew was the kingdoms that man had built, that man ruled. That's why they asked him about the natural side of things. But he was giving them a spiritual message, wasn't he? It was so very different from what they had heard before. They needed just the headlines. They needed just that information to be proclaimed. He preached about the kingdom of God. We just read in Matthew 4:23. Stating just that fact. Now I want to talk about that word kingdom a little bit. The rule and reign of God. He preached about that. What he was telling people and what he was proclaiming is that there's a heavenly kingdom here that I want you to turn to. It's going to offer you life everlasting that the natural kingdoms of this world can't give you. But not only that, he was compelled to preach. Compelled to preach the gospel of the kingdom. I want us to think about that word compelled. Because I spent some time thinking about it and looking it up. That word, it means driven. It means there's a necessity on the inside of you. You have the strong need to do something. If you're compelled, you're more than, I know I need to do something. You're driven. You've got to get it out. You can't rest until you do. You're on a mission that's got to be accomplished. He was compelled to proclaim the good news about the kingdom of God. Well, where do we stand? What are we compelled to do? You know, we're part of this body of Christ. We're part of the body of Christ. Jesus is our head. There's an urgency. There's a sense of high need to get the message out, to proclaim the gospel. Well, the body needs the head to function, and the head's saying, I'm compelled to do this. So what does the body need to be doing? We too need to be sharing the gospel. You know, we were given clear direction on this. Mark 16. Let's go. Let's look. Look, Mark 16, verse 15. And he said to them, who's he? Who are we talking about? Who's talking? Jesus. And Jesus said to them, go. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every creature needs to hear the gospel. Well, if Jesus is telling me to go, I want to go where he tells me to go. If he says jump, I'm going to say how high. If he says move, I'm going to say which direction. If he says preach, I'm going to say yes, sir. To whom? How can I serve you? So we too need to be compelled. Have this sense of desire, of urgency, be driven. Why? Why do we need to be driven to get this gospel message out? What does this gospel message do? It saves people, that's right. It delivers. It heals. Do you remember our anchor scripture? Look back on page 1 of your study guide. Look at what Jesus said. Luke 4, verses 18 and 19. Jesus is talking, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The poor, the spiritually impoverished. Why? He sent me to heal those whose hearts have been crushed. To proclaim deliverance to the captives. recovering the sight to the blind, to set at liberty all those who are subdued, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. People need this message. Why do they need this message? Because they're spiritually impoverished. They need their hearts healed because their hearts have been crushed. They need to be delivered from captivity. They need sight recovered so they can see. And I believe that's more than just natural vision. They need their spiritual eyes opened. And they need freedom. Who gives us freedom? Jesus. He's the only one. So yes, we need to be preaching about the kingdom of God, about the gospel of the kingdom of God. We need to explain that we have to repent from ruling our own lives. Let Jesus rule in your lives. Because I guarantee you there's going to be a day when either you let Him rule or He's going to overrule you, and the decision will be made for you. And it's going to be in your favor for you to bow your knee and bend your knee and open your heart. Now,
let's talk about this kingdom of God contrast with the kingdom of heaven here.
Yes, okay. Let's do.
Okay. Matthew uses the phrase kingdom of heaven. The other gospels use kingdom of God. And back years ago, I was asking the Lord, why? What's the difference? What's the difference between kingdom of heaven and kingdom of God? And it's such a simple answer that he gave me. Heaven is where it originates from. It's a kingdom that originates out of heaven, not out of earth. And the kingdom belongs to God. And so it's a kingdom from heaven that belongs to God. Now here's the thing about that, is it's an invisible kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a spiritual kingdom. You understand, heaven is spiritual. The God is spirit, okay? The angels are ministering spirits, okay? Now, with that in mind, he's wanting something to rule us that we can't see. Now, Heather mentioned that all the kingdoms prior to this that they were familiar with were natural kingdoms, whether it was the Roman government, or if it was the religious system of the Jews or whatever. The people were indoctrinated into being ruled by what they see. Even the Jews expecting the Messiah to come, they were expecting the Messiah to come and set up a throne and overthrow the natural government and set up a natural government. But yet that's not the way it was. That's why they couldn't accept Jesus, because they could not see the kingdom of God. And Jesus told Nicodemus in the 3rd chapter of John, unless you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom of God. You understand? You can't even see it, let alone enter into it. And the way you see the kingdom of God is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But Jesus is the door. He Himself says He's the door. I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. John 10, He talks about He's the door that we must go through. Okay? So we have to accept Jesus Christ before we can see anything dealing with the Spirit. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned. But you don't stop with that. That's why we need the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit will reveal the spiritual things to her. He's a revealer. Do you understand? He's a teacher. He's a revealer. Now, with those things in mind, they're looking for a natural kingdom, yet Jesus tells them in Luke 17:29, actually 17:20, He says the kingdom is not coming with observation, or the kingdom of God is not coming in a way that you can see it with your natural eyes. In verse 21, he says the kingdom of God is in you. It's in you. In other words, he said that the way God rules is not the way man rules. Man rules externally, God rules internally. And so you must see this kingdom of God by understanding Jesus is the king of the kingdom. You with me? He's been given that title that every knee bows to him, all right? Then we accept him, we go to him, and we start looking at things through his eyes instead of thinking like the world. Paul says we have the mind of Christ, but how many of us use that mind? See, we're still using the natural mind. We're thinking naturally. I can tell you right now, the churches today as a whole think naturally. What they call spiritual, we'll hit a thing every once in a while, but most of everything that goes on is just natural stuff. Teaching out of the intellect or emotionalism and these type things, not understanding the difference between the Spirit of God and the emotions of man. And I've been accused of being non-emotional and not, trying to suppress emotion. And that's not true. I want to suppress the flesh. The emotion God gave to you, but the emotion should be stimulated by the Spirit, not by the circumstances, you understand, not by whether the music is fast or slow and all this type stuff. We should be listening to the Spirit. But if you don't know how the kingdom of God operates, if you don't know that it's a spiritual kingdom, if you don't know that God is wanting to rule inside you, you miss God a million miles. And that's what's going on in the world today. People make their decisions on just natural things. Wayne and I were talking today, about mission trips and things of this nature. Most people approach these things naturally. They don't listen to the Spirit of God and find out what the Spirit of God wants. And is this the Spirit of God? Not is it my desire. Not is it an ego. And I've been exposed to a whole lot of things. And it shouldn't amuse me. That's not the right word I started to say. But I watch ministers, and if you get a crowd of people, they're like a racehorse trying to get out of the gate, wanting to stand up and speak. Well, those thousands of people I can speak to. That's not the Spirit of God. That's ego. You follow what I'm saying? That's not an incentive to go. Did God send you? Do you have a message from God? That's why you go. Then the kingdom of God is ruling. Do you follow me? And God is wanting his kingdom to rule the hearts of men. That's why Jesus, when he comes on the scene, he's preaching about being ruled from the inside, not from the externals, not from circumstances, not from rules and regulations and all these type things. You know, churches have their handbooks, denominations have their handbooks. All that's external. The Holy Spirit on the inside of you will lead you into the ways of God. And if the Spirit of God's leading you, then you're going to walk in truth. You understand? This is by the Holy Spirit. And this is a thing that people have missed. They think they're supposed to be led by this person, that group, this organization, or that organization, or this handbook, or that handbook. And God said, listen to me. Jesus said, let me show you a kingdom that you've never seen, and you won't see it with your eyes. This is a kingdom to where you have to operate by faith. It's to where God puts something on the inside of you, then you have to move with that by faith. By faith. You understand? And everything we do, we should be doing by faith. The just live by faith. Live. That's the key word. They live by faith. That means that's a lifestyle. faith should be a lifestyle. Isn't it interesting that we thought faith is just something, it's actions you do along the way. But God said, that's how I want you to live. I want you to live believing in what you can't see. And when you live believing in what you can't see, God's ruling. The kingdom of God's there. So Jesus is going around preaching to be ruled by what you can't see, and then he's demonstrating. And it's blowing the people away. Well, how can he heal the sick? How can he cause these cripples to walk and open these blind eyes? Because he's not looking at it naturally. He's not thinking naturally. He's not trying to diagnose. He's not trying to judge and see, did this man sin or his parents? You understand, like he's asked. He's not looking at that at all. He's listening to his Father. And he is ministering to those whom his Father speaks to him about. He didn't heal everybody on earth when he was on earth. If he had, Peter and John wouldn't have got the crippled man healed there at the beautiful gate. He'd been there for a long time, you understand. But Jesus listened to his Father. In other words, he was led by the Spirit. He was ruled from the inside. And because he was ruled from the inside, nothing outside him could control him, not even crucifixion. Pretty incredible when you think about it. And so what did Jesus preach? Believing in what you can't see. You ever seen God? I can answer that. Not the true God. I can see around me things made by a supreme being, like the constellations, I mean the trees, everything around you. Those things testify that there is a God. But you can't look at the tree and say, that's God. That's what's happened. People take a tree and carve an idol out of it. No, that's not God. That tree was made by God, but it's not God. And we have to keep that distinction different. That distinction made. Now, what are you being ruled by? The proclamation is, be ruled by what you can't see. That comes from inside. We call it gut level. Okay? Ruled from the inside. And I'm telling you right now, we need to start paying more attention inside than outside. And when you do that, it's not going to make you popular, number one. You can see Jesus didn't become real popular unless popularity got him killed. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, he won some along the way. He had influence over the people that were humble in their heart. But the people that thought they knew it resisted him because they couldn't see, they couldn't understand kingdom rule. They didn't know what it meant to be ruled from the inside. And people today still don't know what it means to rule, be ruled from the inside. God speaks to your heart. Who heard that? You. You understand? You. When God told me to leave secular work and go into the ministry, nobody but me heard that. Okay? Now, do I want to step out with God? Or do I want to say, well, that's just, where did that thought come from? Things of this nature. Or people wanting to get a sign here. I need to hear a prophet. And I need this and I need that. I'm telling you, the holy sheep know the voice. And when the Spirit of God speaks to you, you don't need somebody else telling you what you should or shouldn't do. You do what God told you to do. Don't you be led by somebody else. Don't you let other people make decisions for your life. You listen to the Spirit of God, and if nobody on earth agrees with it, go with God. You follow me? Be that confident in that kingdom you don't see. I want to be ruled by Him. And so in order to do that, guess what? I have to listen with my heart, not just the natural ear. I have to listen from the inside. If I'm not listening from the inside, I won't be ruled by God. And I have to qualify that statement. You'll get a lot of things inside you that's not God. There's all kinds of voices out there. You understand? And so I'm talking about knowing the Spirit of God, knowing the difference between a sheep and a wolf in sheep's clothing, knowing the difference between light and an angel of light. You have to know the difference, and the only way you're going to know the difference is the Holy Spirit, because you can't deceive the Spirit of truth. But any other spirit you can deceive. That's why we need to lock into the Spirit of truth. That's why we need to understand what Jesus preached. That's why we need to be preaching the kingdom of God today. God rules in the hearts of people. But He can only do it if people listen to the inside and step out and obey God, even when it's not the popular thing to do. You do it anyway. Time's up, I guess we stop there. Okay.